Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Hey, it's Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Dave Lockhart.
Hey, happy September 23rd, Friday to you. And before
happy birthday, Stevie.
Exactly, I was about to give a lovely shout out to my lovely wife, Stevie. She is, won't say her age, but in any event, happy birthday.
29, ain't she?
Exactly. 29 plus probably 12.
29 and some months. 29 and some months. Happy birthday, Stevie. Hope you enjoy your day.
Exactly. All the wonderful listeners, that was the voice of Roland Hill, and always with us, as usual, now would be Mr. Michael Washington, but I'm going to call him Big Mike from now on. Did I get it right this time? Is it Washington?
Yeah,
not
you've been
Williams.
Calling me Williams the past
exactly,
3 weeks.
Exactly. Even though you don't look like him, okay? Also, we got in the studio today from the loins of Roland Hill, his son, Ira. How you doing there, bud?
What's up?
All right, man. He just nodded. He got the head ringing and all that. By the way, I've been checking out your Facebook post, man. Very mature in the comments that you share with the Facebook members out there. And so I'm going to give you a shout-out, too. So Dad and Mom been doing a good job with you, buddy. Hey, Roland.
What's up?
You tell me, man. How was last week? You could not join us?
We missed you.
Man, let me tell you something, man. I was in Boston.
Oh, wait a minute. I read a Facebook post. Congratulations to Ira. He won some form of scholarship or something? Or what?
We'll get to that.
We'll get to
but
that.
Before
okay.
we get to that, brothers, I got to share something with you. Dave, you probably live this, being on from the East Coast, being from the South. We were in Boston, and we went to the we attended the 100th anniversary of the NAACP, which I believe is probably the first chapter in Boston there.
Okay, you said we. Who's we now?
Ira and I.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
And his lawyer stuff. I tell you, black people, beautiful black people, educated black people.
Edumacated.
People, that you know, they're not walking, hey, brother, what's up? You know, what's going on? No.
Good King's English.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the party started on time. The event started on time.
Snap.
Okay.
Not CP time?
It ran through. There wasn't no CP there.
Okay.
Right. And this was a major event. You know, you had John Kerry.
Okay.
James Clyburn, I believe his name is. James Clyburn, I should know it. There, and the mayor of Boston giving a speech. And I tell you, it was very emotional. I broke down about 3 or 4 times.
Really?
Yeah. Before the event started, just looking at the people dressed really nice and interacting and the conversations that I was listening to, it was major, you know? And then when it started, they had a PowerPoint or a little presentation that had Lift Every Voice and Sing underneath it. And it went through and it showed the struggles, you know, the people being abused and then the leaders that, you know, of course, Dr. King and Meggie Evers and all these. And Ira leaned over to me and he says, the last picture on this show is going to be Barack Obama. And it was.
Right.
And it was. And a very powerful, big applause. Very emotional. Great show.
Right.
Great show. Great event.
And it sounds like to me that this is something that now we always see these negative images in the media of minorities.
Right.
And specifically black people.
Right.
Okay. And it sounds like this is an event that showed, you know, the other side.
Right.
That showed what we really are about. The accomplishments.
Well, I got to tell you, on the East Coast, at least in the Boston area, I mean, this is everyday occurrence.
Well, right. Where I grew up, I've shared that with you before. Now, I grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and Atlanta is a hub for successful, well-to-do black people.
Right.
And I've always said this about my hometown, which is that you will not see a larger group of black or concentration of black black people live any better than what you will see in the United States than what you see in Atlanta.
Right.
So you see prosperity.
I can imagine.
And I remember growing up, you know, it was nothing for you to have a black mayor. I couldn't remember a time when we didn't have a black mayor.
Really?
Right. You know, Maynard Jackson was the mayor. Andrew Young was
exactly,
the mayor when I was a
exactly.
Kid,
you know? And so coming out here, coming out west, you grew up out west, you know, a black mayor, where? You know,
yeah, Tom Bradley. Yeah,
you know, the city. Well, okay,
right.
Moving on.
Yeah, exactly.
but you know, your alderman, or we had councilman, or you know, of course, for our district, for our area.
Right.
You know, where I grew up, it was Vernon Strong. Well, who's going to vote for him? Us.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know, so,
folks.
I mean, and then he's the alderman or the councilman for years and years and years because he's Vernon Strong. And then there came a Miss Carson. I can't remember her first name.
Okay.
But I think she's still in the mix, you know. So once you're in all the time. I don't know if it's like that in all cities. However, the way African Americans interact out here, I'll say here in Arizona as well as in California where I grew up, you know, we get together. But are we getting together for positive things? We'll go to a track meet.
Right.
But are we, you know.
Or we go to the dance hall.
Even at a track meet, they're trying to throw down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? Or we'll get together at a football game or something like that. But doing positive things. They gave away two scholarships for $5,000. Not $500, not $800. They gave two scholarships to kids that were in college. They were accounting majors.
Sure.
You know?
Man.
Them big checks.
Right.
You know? Where do you see it out
right.
here? Where do you see it? Maybe it exists, but I tell you what, I was blown away. I'm sure my son was blown away, and I'm so happy that he got to experience, not only myself, but my son also got to experience that being around our people and experience
in a positive light.
A positive light.
And this is more something he could reach out and touch as opposed to just a seeing it portrayed on television
or in a book or something. Right.
So, no, that was definitely worth you dumping. No, I'm just kidding. For your non-appearance, this is something that will leave an indelible mark.
You're going to say dumping you on Friday?
Yeah, dump.
We'll forgive you.
Hey, bro.
I was going to call you, man, but I was on the plane, man.
At like black folk. Hey, bro. Holler at me. I just can't make it.
I can't make it this time. I'll ask you next week.
Actually, I thought I did pretty white. Man, I thought at the beginning
you
of the
did.
Week.
You called me like midweek and let me know. So at least I had some, you know, I had a heads up at least
exactly.
of what was going on. But no, I mean, what you just shared is something I think that all African-Americans should have an opportunity to observe in some capacity, be it NAACP convention or whatever.
Urban League, or just being in a positive situation with African Americans.
Right. And, you know, and just building.
Or with your people. It not only for African Americans, I would say, you know, for Mexicans.
Hispanics, whoever. Yeah,
all races.
Yeah, all races. I mean, if you can see your people in a positive light, you know, do it.
Right.
Do it.
Yeah.
If you can go somewhere and do it. And I'm sure around Phoenix, you can find a Mexican convention, or Latino, Hispano, or whatever.
Right.
You know, you can
exactly.
find it.
You can you certainly can find it here. Maybe a bit more difficult for African Americans other than Juneteenth.
what is that? A party? What is that? Are we really doing anything?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, I was talking to folks back there, and they say, Arizona, we like Arizona, and many black people out there, nobody lives out there. And I said, yeah, most black people in Arizona moved to Arizona to get away from black people.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately.
You see, you know, you buy a nice house in a nice neighborhood, and you look up and hear some brothers moving, and you go, damn.
Man, exactly. Didn't I just leave that type of situation? But it's sad. I mean, we can laugh and joke right now, but what you just stated in terms of black people moving away from black people, it's very true.
The truth.
It's very
true.
Yeah. Right. And then, you know, you have those negative, just like you said, these negative sentiments of black people when you see them moving in the neighborhood, almost like white folk when they see us moving into the neighborhood.
Exactly. We didn't look in the mirror.
Janet, you know, we need to pack up and leave.
I live in a really nice area, and the neighbor right across the street, black family moves in.
Sure.
Okay. So I save my reservations or whatever I'm thinking, you know, and so I start talking to the brother, and he ends up being a really nice guy.
Sure.
Talk to him, talk to his dad, who was back, they were from Ohio.
Okay.
And just talking to his dad, ended up being my cousins.
Wow. But your cousins moved in next door.
Yeah.
And you had no idea?
Had no idea. They're distant cousins.
Oh, got it.
Distant cousins, mind you. But, I mean, we traced it back to the Crowders, the Turners, and
sure.
Ohio,
oh,
Georgia. Okay, we're cousins. You know?
All right.
What are the chances of that?
And back and forth. You know, you go back far enough, we all cousins.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we all related somehow.
I know me and Dave are cousins. Yeah. Being from Georgia. I know, because my family's from Georgia. Georgia. Well, let's talk about
something.
Almost
like Samoans.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody's a cousin. But you know what? We are a sports show here at Voice America Sports, PlanetGridiron.com. So let's try to delve in. Although, as we always say, we try to give our listeners a renaissance type of perspective.
Right.
We talk more from time to time about sports. But it's sports. It's either week three or four. We can't get it right with respect to the college football season, but it is here, and we are embarking upon the third week in the NFL season. I'm very excited, as always.
Okay.
Gentlemen,
I
just love the football season. Again, I love the college season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we can have somewhat of a recap because it was a big week last week. We had Florida State versus Oklahoma. That was the premier game
for
the week. Great game. Defensive struggle. As I thought, as much as I love Florida State, which is my favorite team,
The Gators?
No. The Seminoles.
No, Southern.
That's the gold and red.
That's Garnett.
Garnett
and gold is what that is. Okay. As I thought, they were about a year away. They showed up, but there's no consolation for losing and coming in second.
And they lost to
and keeping it close. They lost to right now what is perceived to be by many the number one team in the country, Oklahoma Sooners.
Oklahoma. Okay.
In Tallahassee.
Uh-huh.
But it was a great defensive game, hard hitting game, as we thought it would be. Somewhat low scoring, 23-13, but you know.
And what day did they play?
Last week, Saturday, whatever that would have been. So
whatever that
would have been the 17th.
What day did they play? They play on Tuesday.
And by the way, we did see the ending of the nation's longest winning streak held by Auburn. Their 17-game winning streak came to an end at Death Valley South Carolina, Clemson.
Cam Newton
Exactly, because that's really, I mean, they lost a fair number of defensive players and Nick Fairley, and they also lost, like you said, the Heisman Trophy winner.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But it just shows you in college, you know, and I've said this before, how an infusion of only a couple of pieces to the puzzle can result in a national championship.
But what do you think about this theory? On a college team done right, it cycles about every 3 or 4 years, where maybe 2 to 3 years, where you have just a dominant team because you have your red shirts, you have the kids that are just sitting out,
right,
and you're getting them ready,
right,
and now you have upperclassmen playing, and so you have a dominant team.
Well, I wouldn't say that, because certain programs historically are going to be good. Alabama's going to always be good.
Right. They've got a heavy
USC.
Upper class.
Right. Florida, of kids that they're going to consistently, continually be able to bring in. So they have freshmen who can come in and contribute at an extremely high level. What you're speaking of, and I notice, is ASU, for example. The reason why ASU is perceived to be getting ready to be on the verge of going to the next level, if you will, their team is getting to be older.
Right.
Because they get the kind of recruits that U of A gets and all these teams that are not at the top, which is they're 2 and 3 level star recruits. They don't leave early. So ultimately what happens is that
they get older
team,
right, and now that they're junior and seniors.
Absolutely. And an older team generally will perform better than a younger team. And that's why you have, again, it's cyclical, but it happens about every 3 to 4 years. These types of teams that we're speaking of, that being, you know, the U of A's, the ASU's, will have that good team about every 3 or 4 years.
But, okay, so they go every 3 or 4 years. You're in your third and fourth year, you're just kicking butt. Now you go out and you're recruiting. You can't recruit any better?
Well, you can recruit. You can recruit. But let's be honest. U of A and ASU is never going to out-recruit USC. They're not. Ohio State will always be the dominant team. Purdue is never going to out-recruit Ohio State. Okay, Michigan State is never going to out-recruit Ohio State.
Why wouldn't USC? Why wouldn't ASU out-recruit USC?
Okay, one.
I mean, if you're a young player, if you're a young cat coming out of school and you want to go somewhere and you want to play football and you want to be in a nice area, and I would go to ASU.
Yeah, I mean, I think
or USC.
Could, right.
Because here's the thing, and this is what you don't understand, what a lot of these kids don't understand, is that USC is a commuter school. You know, on the weekends, you know, like in the spring or whatever, on the weekends, them kids go home. They don't hang out on campus. Yeah, they go home, you know. There's nobody on campus. There's no campus life at USC.
I wouldn't know that.
And
you can't
walk around the neighborhood.
Because it's in Watts.
You know,
right.
you walk off campus.
Right.
You wander off campus. You end up downtown, you know.
Right.
Taka, 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 taka.
Right.
Yeah. With the road of 60s.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
exactly.
Got to watch your colors.
Exactly. But here's what I'm saying. At USC, and Mike could probably speak to this in light of the fact that he grew up in the California, L.A. County area,
right,
I would say, they have such a rich tradition. And kids like the idea of playing generally close at home because football is regional. Okay, college football is.
Right.
College football is very regional.
Uh-huh.
So you have Floridians want to play in Florida. Georgia, if they don't play at Georgia, they want to play somewhere in the South. Same thing with California.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
Californians
yeah.
want to play at home. Then you look at the history and the traditions that have been developed for USC. I mean, let's think about it. You can go back in the 60s with Mike Garrett and O.J. Simpson. And go moving into Marcus Allen. You have the Carson Palmers. You have, oh, Reggie Bush, I was going to talk about it. He's got erased.
It doesn't matter.
They went to those schools.
But you went on a recruiting trip.
I did.
You went in the coach's office.
I did.
Okay, have you been in the coach's office, Mike, at USC?
No.
It is laid.
It is not.
You see the swim coach, the polo coach, the basketball coach. You go upstairs, the whole top floor
Heritage Hall. You're talking about Heritage Hall.
Yeah, Heritage Hall, but upstairs, it's beautiful.
Football.
We got a chance to visit the Harvard's football office.
Okay.
Nowhere near you.
It looked like this little small room.
Yeah, it looked like this office out here with a couple of pictures hanging out.
Exactly.
Yeah. And things like that would make a recruit want to go there, though, I think.
Nice plush sofas.
Right, because now we're seeing the impact of uniforms on kids' decisions. Why do you think Oregon? Right, Maryland now is coming out with the multiple uniforms
Under Armour,
and Under Armour. Uh-huh. And the reason being, because they know young kids,
like
that stuff influences
just like
them.
The shoes and everything.
I talk about my son a lot.
And
they're not necessarily driven by that. And I talk about, you know, my son, Miles. Miles just turned 6 this past week.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I remember his first season of soccer. Man, that dude, he got the uniform and it was on.
Right.
Okay. Running around all over the house, 4 years old. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And those things, and I remember my dad used to laugh at me when I first played organized football and in pads and everything. And he was saying, you know, about the uniform and that was all I was interested in. And it was.
Right.
Okay. And then it turned out I could play football, but eventually what drew me though to the game.
It's a cool looking uniform.
Fresh. Hey folks, on that note, we got to go pay some bills, man. On the next segment, we'll pick it back up with this college football.
Paying these imaginary bills.
Exactly. They must be paid.
Right.
All right, folks, stay with us. Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron, 888-346-9144.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
We some hard hitters.
Hard-hitting radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard-hitting radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Oh, back on. Welcome back to Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Dave Lockhart.
Hey, thanks for joining us again. We're about to embark on segment number two.
Segment number two. Let me tell you the story before we get back into football. Look here. We're walking down the street.
This is in Boston.
Me and I were walking down the street. We're headed over to watch the football game, watch the Patriots. And as we're walking, we hear this music coming out of the auditorium there, Berklee School of Music, you know, out of the Performance Center. We hear this music. We go in. Oh, we're going to get to hear some Berklee jazz. They're filming a show in there.
Okay.
It's a talent show. It's community auditions, Star of the Day.
Okay.
So we listen to the show, and we get through, and they finish their thing, and we're getting up, and we're leaving, walking through the lobby there, and the lady's freaking out. I need somebody else. I need one more. Because this girl won, the girl won three times. I need another artist. I need somebody to sing. Can you sing? Yeah, I can sing. Let me hear you sing. Okay, you're good. Change your shirt, and you'll see the lady in makeup. Okay? So now, they have the guy get up there, and he kills it. He sings an Alicia Keys song. Then the girl gets up there, and she sings My Girl. She's all pitchy and stuff. Ira gets up and sings. They give out the award, and they say, the winner is Ira Hill. I'm like, damn.
Man. I know. Off the street.
Hey,
representing Arizona, hey, baby.
You're supposed to win.
All the way in Boston.
That's right. So what was the prize? What was it that Ira actually won?
He won a trophy.
Okay.
He got a trophy, but he has to go back on the 20th.
Back to Boston.
On the 20th of November.
Okay.
And defend the title.
Oh,
and he has three shots to defend it. He's got two more times to defend it.
Okay.
And then if he wins two more times, then he goes into the semifinals.
Okay, so it's like a round robin?
Yeah, it's a round robin. People come in and challenge him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I know Ira's up for the challenge, right. So we expect nothing but the best from the best.
He said he was going to sing My Girl, and then the girl took his song, said she going to do it. So, you know, he pulled out, you know, what was it? He sang Stand By Me.
He didn't do Throw That D, did he?
He
didn't do that.
He's like, you know that song? You know more than one song? He's like, yeah. Don't everybody?
Right.
You know?
Okay, right.
But it's from practicing and working with the band every Sunday night over at Carmen's Bistro.
Okay.
Over there just singing every Sunday night, 5-6 songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
And they say the price for success must be paid for in advance.
Right.
So
he's doing it.
Exactly.
He's doing
it.
And you know what? We're glad to hear and glad to share those stories with
proud.
Our many
I'm
listeners.
Proud.
You should be.
I'm proud.
And we are proud of him at Voice of America Sports. And we expect that he will continue to prosper and do well. And he has good backing behind him.
Definitely.
And you know, at home, and
just get him on the football field.
It don't matter. Get in where you fit in. You know, I don't care if it's playing the tuba, it's singing, it's balling. I don't care.
Right.
You know, just do something and do something positive.
Exactly.
And do it well.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
All we asking you to do. So let's see now. We have what's
hey,
up, folks?
You know what? Wait, hang on a second. I'm going to do something here, and we got time to do this.
Okay.
I'm going to call out of school. And I want you to tell me about the program. I want you to tell me what you think of the program.
If I can.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
you can.
You mean athletically?
Athletically, yeah, okay. Athletically. The football team, all right?
Let's see.
Okay, I want to go with the Longhorns.
Texas Longhorns.
Yes, Texas Longhorns.
What do I think of them?
Yeah, well, how's your team this year? What do you think about it?
I still think that they're still young. They're unsettled at the quarterback position, and they're trying to be settled, okay? They're also unsettled at the offensive line, and that's why they haven't been unable to run for the past 2-3 years. I think they're trying to gain an identity yet, still, because they have a new offensive coordinator. The old offensive coordinator is now at Boise State. So they're developing. They're a work still in progress here. But with that being said, it's Texas.
It's
always going to be talented. It's always going to be talented because it can get in homegrown talent.
Talent. Right. Now tell me about UCLA.
UCLA, they are, as I would say, an enigma. And this is what I mean by that. We already know that they are in what? Pasadena. That is a beautiful area of California.
Right.
They have a coach that has a resume or a pedigree, if you want to call that, in Rick Neuheisel. We know he can develop quarterbacks. He has a track record, track history. The problem is, for whatever reason, the recruits that they're bringing in, although deemed sometimes to be 4 and 5 level star recruits, are not performing. So what that suggests to me is that they're not developing their talent there.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Nebraska.
Nebraska is always going to be Nebraska. Again, they generally will recruit from the homeland, if you will, area,
mm-hmm.
because Nebraska
seems like most schools do.
Right, but
uh-huh.
Nebraska is so small that you're not going to get a wealth of players. But
mm-hmm.
the best players generally will stay home. Rich in tradition. When that game is played on Saturday, it becomes the third largest city in Nebraska.
Oh, really?
It does. The
uh-huh.
third largest city in Nebraska is always going to have a good fan base, good support. I like Bo Pelini. their head coach and what they're developing there, and it will be competitive in the Big Ten. I don't think it wins the Big Ten this year.
Now, moving across the country all the way to the South, tell me about your Florida, your team in Florida.
Okay, Florida State.
Florida State.
Florida State is on its way. Its ascension from mediocrity now to elite-level program has now is in the throes of doing that.
What makes the program elite?
They began to turn it over again. They have infused Jimbo Fisher, which is the new coach, and with the retirement or forced retirement of Bobby Bowden, mm-hmm. and the infusion of cash. Cash meaning that although it's a small private school, they are able to get what they need from their alumni.
Okay.
They're uh-huh. willing to invest money in the program. So you see the development, the improvement in the facilities. The kids are mostly Floridians. They grew up wanting to go to Miami, Florida State, or Florida.
Right.
And now with Jimbo Fisher and the infusion, if you will, of his staff, his energy, the talent is wanting now to come to the Florida State again.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they were losing. They had a great deal in the 90s. Oh, my God. The late 80s, early 90s right. to the mid-90s. They had back-to-back 10-win seasons, I think, 10 years in a row.
Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they ranked no lower than number 4 in the country for a 10-year run. Okay, and they won a national championship in between those periods, at least two of them.
Okay? Now tell me about LSU, and tell me a little bit about what's going on at LSU right now, okay. quarterback and so
on. All right, LSU, to me, the guy that they have there, Les Miles, came over from Oklahoma State, okay? And he got the job because he was boys, if you will, with the AD there. Wealth of talent in Louisiana. For a state that's not necessarily recognized for being large, they have a large number of good football players that they keep in state. Okay? Mm-hmm. They have a program that also develops that talent and gets kids drafted. Now, what you're saying, what's going on right now is you have the situation with Jordan Jefferson along with another player who apparently got into a fight during the fall summer camp.
Okay.
And it led to the suspension of the starting quarterback, Jordan Jefferson. But as I've been saying from the very beginning, Jared Lee has played a lot.
Now, he played before.
He's played
didn't
awful
do well.
Lot. He was okay. He throws too many interceptions. Okay?
Right.
So, but you don't need to be great to be successful at the quarterback. You don't need to be great at the quarterback position at LSU to be successful nationally.
Okay.
Because they can protect you. Alabama does the same thing. What uh-huh. they need you to do is don't lose the game. You don't have to win it. We need you to make a few plays.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run the ball.
Now, tell us about Alabama a little bit.
I love Alabama.
Okay.
Alabama is, they run the classic 3-4. They have the great Nick Saban, who prepares talent, no question, for the next level being NFL. They have a rich and tradition history that dates even before probably Bear Bryant, but Bear Bryant is the one that obviously that brought it to prominence.
Mm-hmm.
Kids want to go to Alabama because of that tradition, but also because of what I've just said first. Nick Saban develops talent and prepares it for the next level, which is the NFL.
Would you say that Alabama has the best defense?
It has,
oh, yeah.
It has one of them. It has one of them. It's a close. It's close between
name
them.
Name the others.
LSU.
Yeah.
Those
okay.
are the two. Okay, those are the two defenses. And to be quite honest, I actually think Florida State's defense may be a little bit better than Oklahoma's.
Really? Uh-huh.
Than Oklahoma's.
Than Oklahoma's.
Oklahoma's a top-notch defense, too.
Uh-huh.
I just think that Oklahoma has more offensive power, and that's why they won the game.
Uh-huh.
They're an older, more mature team as well.
Right. Okay. Now, last year I got a chance to watch out here at the stadium UConn come out and play.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about UConn. What do you know about UConn?
It's a poop-butt school in terms of football.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
It's big,
but they made it out here.
Yeah, but that's because they play in the Big East. Everybody was mediocre in the Big East.
Okay.
It was winner by, I guess, like I said, war of attrition.
Yeah, okay.
same thing. All the records were the same, roughly, between Pittsburgh, I think, Cincinnati. It was roughly the same. The problem you have in the Big East is that the level of talent is not the same. It's dispersed throughout the country. Okay. They get most of the kids, if you will, from the Northeast. Well, you don't have a lot of kids in the Northeast.
A lot of football players.
A lot of football players. Quality football players.
Uh-huh.
And they're better football players anyway, tend to go to other schools.
Right.
Okay. I mean, think of it this
way.
Would
you think in the Northeast you got to go to class, maybe?
Well, right. I mean, let's be honest. That's one.
I mean, Penn State.
That's the educational hub. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
The Dartmouths, what state's up in there? I got to think about it because we're not New Hampshire, Vermont. Those types of states are more Connecticut.
Right.
Okay. They're more focused. They're more of academia.
Right. Uh-huh.
And Massachusetts. You know, they're not in there. And because of the weather, the game of choice is basketball
right.
back there.
You're
it's not
all
right.
Better basketball.
Right. Right. And that's what I'm saying. Again, college football is regional.
Uh-huh.
You don't get to meet the top notch kid at Florida saying, I think I want to go play at Syracuse. You know, I want to go play at UConn. And you saw when UConn had an opportunity to play here, they played Oklahoma. beat their head in. Okay, in the bowl game. So much so that the coach said, didn't even get on the plane. Hey, I'm taking the job in Maryland. Y'all be good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm done. Exactly. He gets on, doesn't even return with the team. Next thing you know, he's talking about Maryland is his dream job.
Yeah.
And they go and they get Paul Pasqualoni, who was a longtime coach at Syracuse. Okay. For that team or that program, UConn, to go 8 wins, 7 wins, that's like a 10-win season down in the South.
Okay. Now, before we got 2 minutes left, tell me about ASU, also U of A.
They also ran in the Pac-10. I'm sorry. And I went to U of A.
Okay, well, tell me about the programs.
Okay, the programs are this. First of all, it's Arizona. Although the talent in Atlanta and Arizona is getting better because you have more and more kids moving in and families from California, Texas, and places like that, that the quality of the football has gotten better, but you have to go outside the state to get much of the talent.
Right.
U of A focuses on Texas, and that's because of Stoops tie from Oklahoma. That's the area he focuses in on. ASU focuses in more on California. But the problem you have, in my opinion, is, for instance, Vontaze Burfict was one of the better linebackers in the country, okay? And he initially was going to USC, okay?
Tell us the story.
Right.
Preach it, brother.
Now, he's at ASU because of academic accommodations more than anything else.
Accommodations.
But nonetheless, he is at ASU, okay? And he's one of the better talents. The problem is, most of that talent doesn't go to ASU. The top-notch talent goes to USC. They go to Oregon now. They don't come out to Arizona.
So is he pro quality?
He is pro quality. No question that he is. Yep. He will play at the next level. I don't know how long he'll play unless he gets the reins around or his emotional outburst.
They compare him to Ray Lewis all the time.
I'm not going that far him. I look at him as a poor man's Ray Malauulu, who I loved when he was at SC. Okay, but he's a very good
linebacker. So who you got Saturday?
I got SC.
Okay.
I got SC. Mm-hmm. And the reason why.
You want to be here next Friday?
ASU.
It has nothing to do with me going to U of A. ASU is wearing on. Their wounds are self-inflicted, and they'll do it again. Folks, again, those bills got to be paid. The ones that, I guess, Rowling may get for the station. Hey, we'll be back. Planet Gridiron, Voice America Sports. Join us for segment 3, 888-346-9144. Holla at your boy.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get your friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting, bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Are you ready for an old school in your face discussion of professional college and high school football? Tune in for talk on a variety of football related topics on the program From Under the Helmet with Derek Kennard.
You will hear the week's headlines and straight talk from the hosts and weekly guests that are personal and provocative.
From Under the Helmet is broadcast every Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice of America Sports.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah.
Planet Gridiron Radio. Welcome back.
Did you forget that we were on the air?
We are live.
Exactly. Segment number three, folks. Thanks for joining us.
Friday?
It's Friday, September 23rd, 2011.
This day in history?
Exactly.
What happened?
This day in history, my wife was born.
Oh, there you go. That was my answer.
Yes, my wife was born. Hey, folks, hit us up. 888-346-9144. So, Roland, when we went to break, we were doing a lot of talk and discussion about college football, and you were, I guess, picking my brain about the number of programs throughout the country.
Right.
I love that. It's just a kind of test.
Minnesota. One more. Minnesota.
What about them?
What about them? Tell me about them.
Also ran gopher program that's in Minnesota, plays in the Big Ten, obviously. Haven't done much throughout the years. In fact, I remember there was a coach, Glenn Mason, that coached there, got fired because of his performance out here in the bowl game that's played in Sun Devil Stadium. So, I mean, it's nothing to write home about.
Pro Bowl.
Who's
who in the Pro Bowl? What's going on?
I think we can all still say that after 2 weeks, that everybody's still impressed with Cam Newton.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Would it be an understatement to say that he has performed at a level that no one anticipated? Still?
Exactly.
No one expected him to have two 400-yard games.
And everybody's still trying to say, well, Tom Brady has been in this league 10 years.
Right.
Okay. And usually... What happens in the beginning of the season is we have defenses that are far outpacing the offenses. I think this year we're starting to see that the offenses are outpacing the defenses. But we got to talk about this one issue that came up and everybody's been hammering. What about these Giants and the St. Louis Rams and the faking of injuries in order to slow down the no-huddle offense? Did Roland, Michael, did you all watch the game? I saw that, and I
saw where they were going to find players if they fake.
The credible evidence that these people were faking injury. And in the game, for our listeners who might not have observed, on Monday Night Football, the Rams, who are very good in between the 20s, need to get better, obviously, from 20 going into the goal line. But in any event, who are very good between the 20s were running their two-minute offense with precision and perfection. And it was wearing and tiring the Giants. So when they got close to the goal line of putting it in the end zone, all of a sudden you saw two players look like they got shot, like Johnny Kennedy.
The other guy blew it, collapsed, he just grabbed
his knee, fell all on the ground, and the thing that was funny, everybody was trying to figure out, okay, how did that happen? Because neither one of them got touched.
Got a sniper in the building.
Exactly. Like I said, they got JFK.
Yeah.
So all you saw them just blow up and hit the ground. I mean, Mike, what's your thoughts on that?
I mean...
You're speechless.
Crazy that they would do that, but I mean,
it's part of the game.
Part of the game. I mean, a strategy they use to kind of slow things down to better their defense.
You know what? I mean, all is fair. However, I think when it comes to the game, I think you need to stand up and stand in there. You know what I mean? If they're wearing you down, then you better get back in the gym. You know what I mean?
Something about conditioning, right?
Let me ask you guys, do you think there are some integrity issues
here? Yes.
You believe that, Roland, you're screaming yes?
Yes.
Do you think it's to such a degree that now the NFL powers that be need to step in to do something about it?
Yeah, well, I mean, how often does it happen?
I think it happens more than we would like to admit it.
More than we realize.
For what players are laughing and saying about it is that this is not uncommon. You have a designated person that all of a sudden, when necessary,
okay, then keep it quiet. Then keep it quiet. You know, play the game and keep it quiet. If that's part of your game, then keep it quiet. I don't want to know about
but
it.
How
and I don't want two guys going down. The second guy should be kicked off the team.
They ought to find him for poor acting. What I would say about it is that it's apparent that it's taught. Because you hear our players talking about it, you know, and more than one player on different teams is saying that, hey, wait a minute, this is something that happens quite frequently. And when given an opportunity
what they've done, when the guy really goes down and he's really hurt.
And that's an issue.
Now you got a problem.
Right. Now you got a problem.
You don't know if he's faking.
You know what? I've always had a problem with this because, I mean, I knew that it was there. Anybody who watched football knew this rule. Look, if you're faking injury, I mean, you can stop this. Obviously, you can hit the pocketbook. Or teams, start finding teams, okay? But in addition to that, what you can say is that if you go down, okay, then you can't play for the rest of the half then. If you're so hurt,
right.
Then let's see that now.
They got to come out of play.
Yeah. So, you know, you can address the issues. I think it's
you
an
know
issue
what I would say
addressed.
5 minutes. Five minutes. I would say five minutes. You can't play for five
minutes.
So I
have a time limit.
That's a long time.
Right.
Yeah. Now, who's going to keep time? I don't know. But, yeah, 5 minutes. Create a job. We need jobs in this country anyway. Create a job for somebody.
Well, they already did.
Time out. You know what I mean? It's like the penalty box.
They did that for Tressel, and they created a job for him with the Indianapolis Colts. So, in any event, that did occur in the NFL, and, you know, I think something needs to be done. I think Roger Goodell is correct for stepping in and saying, look, if we can find credible evidence that you're essentially not even manipulating.
Can you imagine a guy sitting in there getting an MRI, got everything all tore up? You got fined $10,000.
Well, no, that's what they're saying.
I'm really hurt.
No, what they're saying is investigating this.
Yeah.
And because in the middle of a game, excuse me, I don't think you can sit up and say that. I mean, how does someone determine? Oh, got a little technical difficulty here.
But in the middle of the game, if you...
Yeah.
He's tearing up stuff.
Back on air.
The radio.
Exactly.
No, I think if you're in the middle of a game, you get hurt. You can get hurt, and where are you going to get evidence from? Because you've been kicked before.
Not in the middle of the game.
Well, you've been kicked before where it just hurts like hell, you know, but nothing's broke.
Right, right.
You know, and you're...
And how would the NFL show valid injury?
Man, I was putting my bag on the conveyor belt going through the airport and caught my finger, and it hurt. It didn't rip it or nothing, but it hurt.
It hurts, right?
You know, so,
well,
I mean...
That's because you old. That's
you
all
gonna tell me. You going to tell me you ain't hurt? Give me $10,000.
Right.
You're faking it. You know,
Exactly, and that's where the issue is with respect to, excuse me, folks, is that how do you determine it in game? And I don't think you can.
No.
So, again, that's why they said it requires an investigation.
Hey, what's happening in basketball?
There's nothing happening in basketball, it seems to me.
They canceled the preseason.
They're on the way to doing that.
Did the players jump ship?
Well,
some of them.
Well, what they're saying.
They're thinking about it.
Well, what they're saying right now is there's going to be a revenue sharing issue. But also
Guy that's representing the players and telling them that the guy is faking it, he's bluffing them, and then the players' agents are saying he's not bluffing. He's not going to have a season, and so everyone's getting nervous. And so there's kind of a rift between the player representative and the players, you know, because the players are saying, "Hey, you're telling us something that's not true."
Right.
Our agents are telling us something else.
I don't think they're going to have a season, and if it's so, it's going to be an abbreviated season. We can already see that coming.
Right. Anyway. I mean, obviously,
okay. Kobe got offered a job in Europe.
He got offered $6.7 million and
Italy, right?
Right, and the opportunity in the middle of the season should they now play big games to walk away with no penalty or punishment.
Right.
Really?
He's from Italy, too, so that was...
He going to do it? He going to do it?
No.
I don't know. Well, man,
why not? Why wouldn't
you? Well, Kobe Bryant, because he makes $30 million.
Right. Why go somewhere and
make
6.7?
Absolutely. So
I wish I had that problem.
I think we all wish we had that kind of problem.
Right.
I don't want your $6 million.
Yeah, make a 30
now,
over here.
Now,
so.
I'll tell you what. Dude at the middle to the bottom of the bench, yeah, he would go over there.
Right.
Because
it's
a need for him to do that. So,
they all need to get paid, want to get paid. But, they, you know, we talked about this before. How much is enough, you know? How much is enough?
I don't know. Ask the Tea Party. Or Tea Baggers, for that matter. These conservatives.
Where are we going with this?
Well, exactly. They're saying that rich, no, they don't need to pay any more taxes. And Obama says, this is just simple math here. You won't have to pay more taxes.
Right.
Okay.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's a no-brainer. I can't see how anyone can argue against that.
Right.
Look.
It delves back into how much is enough. How much do you, God dang, how much do you need, boy?
Uh-huh.
I mean, what you eating? Gold-laced steaks? I mean, what is it? Going back to the NFL, I just wanted to just kind of go off on a tangent there. But let's go on back into the NBA. I personally, again, don't believe there's going to be a season because they're just too many. First of all, they're too far apart. On any over
so
here.
No season, huh?
Yeah, and I don't really care. I don't like basketball that much anyway. So
what about those that love basketball?
Right?
You know,
sorry for you,
man. I'd be devastated.
Lakers, you remember Lakers at the Forum?
Do I remember Lakers at the Forum?
Yeah,
oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
Lakers
yeah.
In Inglewood,
because they play at Staples,
right?
Not right.
Yeah,
yeah
played
right.
down in Inglewood.
Oh yeah,
that was the day. That was the day, man.
Great Western Forum.
Lou Alcindor.
Like I said, whatever. It's football season.
Yeah.
I'm in football heaven, and that's all that really matters about now. If they can't come to an agreement, which is right now, they being the owners want a concession. Players were receiving 57% of the, I guess, total revenue.
Right.
And what they want to say is a rollback of 11%. You all get 46, and we get 54%. In addition, we want a hard cap. So you can't have people like y'all Lakers lovers who can circumvent the cap and pay $120 million when the cap's supposed to be $70 million.
Right.
How do you do that?
That's what a soft cap allows you to do, because it allows you to sign your own players. You get certain mid-level exceptions, things of that nature. And they want to say, okay, you can have those benefits or those conditions where you can sign your own players, but you're not going to exceed.
Okay, all right, wait a minute. I'm confused because, wait a minute, I own the basketball team. You want to play on my basketball team. You want to be a pro basketball player. This is what I'm going to give you to play, okay?
Right.
Now, all this revenue sharing and all this stuff, no, that's mine.
See, I'm kind of like you about that. That's the way I
you show up every night to play ball. Right?
Yeah, I mean, because that's the way a business is run. Now,
Exactly. We
understand that the NFL, NBA, whatever, okay, they're different businesses. They are. But the fundamental principles to running a business of economics says that I, as the owner who takes all the risks, make more money than you.
Okay.
Period.
Yeah.
It just... Period.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, period.
Yeah, that's always the case, right?
I've never understood that because, all right, let's take the Nike Corporation, all right? Now, I don't buy Nike shoes because my man owns it. What's his name? God dang it, name escapes me right now. No, Ray Knight.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, okay. He created the monster known as Nike. But does anybody walk in there and say, okay, I'm going to buy a Nike shoe because he owns the company?
No.
But the product sells itself, right?
Right.
And somebody had to make the product, right? And somebody had to create the design for the product, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that person made more than Ray Knight, though?
And they shouldn't. And they shouldn't. If you're on the team, I give you a check. You get your check, you go away. You don't ask me for nothing else. Right. You don't ask me.
For the parking.
Don't ask me for parking.
Some of the suites.
Don't even ask me for a parking space.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I pay you enough, you can buy your own parking space.
I agree with you, Roland. I am very much like that. The only concessions I would make would be the sale of a jersey. If you wore, okay, number 12, okay, Bray, I don't have a problem with that, okay?
Right.
But I'm not sure, the PSLs or whatever, the private seating licensing, no, you don't get any of that.
No.
Some of the parking, no, you don't get any of that.
Mm-mm.
Television contract,
no, you don't get any of that.
That's mine.
Strictly playing, right.
Because
I give you a uniform. I give you food to eat, give you a place to practice.
And insurance.
And insurance, a place to work out.
Right.
It's like that.
Ain't that
we
enough?
We brought them over here. We chained them to the ship so they wouldn't fall off. When they got here, we give them all jobs and places to stay.
What else
do they need?
What do they want? I tell you what. In 30 seconds, maybe we'll tell them. Hey, folks, stay with us. Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron. 888-346-9144.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting, bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Revolution has begun with Jim and Trav.
Listen this week as Randall Eden, Shannon Young, Josh Fleming, and Joe Hosmer tell us why it's important to get our kids in the outdoors. Plus, Cat Daddy will have some catfishing tips, and Nick Rhodes has a new twist on wildlife management you'll want to hear. This is sponsored by Ram Trucks at RamTrucks.com. Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. I'm Jim Ferguson. I'll see you on the trail.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, David Lockhart.
Hey, hey, co-host, remember? Co-host here.
Hey.
Yeah, I got you. Baby. I got Roland Hill. I got Big Mike, Mike Washington here. We all co-hosts here. Hey, thanks for joining us for this fourth segment, because before we close out, we will be, in fact, doing our picks, as we generally will do during the football season.
I was going to send them in last week.
Sure you were. But you were enjoying Boston a little bit too much.
Jay Wags was on me. What's your picks, man? What's your picks? Jay, where you at, man? You going to do these picks with us this week?
I'm sure Jay Wags is going to give us a call, but, you know, we got...
Man, I'm missing my 30-year class reunion.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? I got a friend of mine who just gave me a call and wants me to come back home on 22nd for a big shindig. I've been out, what is this year, 2011? I've been out 23 years, so I'm thinking about going back. But
you should, man. I wanted to go to mine. I really did, but, you know, I had to do the show. So
absolutely.
Stayed here in Arizona to do the show and not go see my friends I haven't seen in 30 years.
Hey, let's talk a little bit here about this NFL. But before we go in there, we know we got the huge UFC fight. We got Quentin Rampage Jack.
To me, that is I have no interest.
In UFC, you don't like any other MMA?
No, I don't like any fight.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to John Jones. I think he's going to handle
John
Rampage.
J. and Rich. John J.
I got John Jones knocking out or handling Rampage Jack. Right? Who you got, Mike?
I got Rampage. Go with Rampage.
One of them young bucks. Don't know
what I got the sound of me.
Don't know what I'm talking about.
Come on.
All right, folks. NFL, baby. Let's talk about some of the surprises. Let's start with Buffalo Bills, 2-0. Thoughts, Roland?
Harvard man.
Yes, they do.
They say he's a little inconsistent, but, you know, are we waiting for him to fall apart, or do you think he's got it? Do you think he's got it on lock now?
Buffalo Bills, you got to think of this. You've been bad for so long that you continue to draft at the top of the draft. You don't get good
so
players.
So you're going to have some. Yeah,
something
got to break.
At some point, you're going to get some good players.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about what they've been able to put together this year, they got Marcell Dareus. I thought that was a good pick for them. Obviously, it appears to be working out. And they infused veteran leadership. Nick Barnett is there. You have Sean Merriman there. And they brought in Kirk Morrison as their linebacking crew. And if you think
Sean
about
Merriman, that's like going to Siberia, huh?
Yeah, because he went from San Diego
to
it's over to Buffalo.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know if they're the real deal or not. I'm still...
still out.
Right. I'm still kind of waiting. Is the other shoe going to drop on them? But at least at this juncture, we know that they can score points. We know that Ryan Fitzpatrick is protecting the football. He's playing within himself. They play well on defense, and it appears at least they have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is I think they come down to earth because they're going to play the Patriots this weekend. And I'm starting early. Patriots are going to win that
one. Patriots.
Okay. Patriots is going to win that one. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's not going to be much of a game.
Where are they playing?
Let me see.
Buffalo.
They're playing at Buffalo. So, but, you know,
to see.
It's going to be interesting. But if you think about this as well, though, Buffalo, well, the Patriots defense hadn't really played that well. You know, it's a reason why Tom Brady's had to pass for 500 yards games.
Right.
It's because their defense.
I guess if you look at it that way.
Yeah, so, you know, perhaps it'll be a game and they will be in the game, but it remains to be seen. So I think the other surprise is within our own division. The NFC East, Washington Redskins. Okay, we're up with the Washington Redskins because you got.
Efren.
You got. Who is this? Rex Grossman. Rex Grossman up here, and he's been in the league. We already know he's a known commodity. But at this juncture, after 2 weeks, you know, he's 2-1 with touchdown to interception ratio. Never been that in his career. So let me ask you, Mike, is he the answer at quarterback?
I'm going to say so.
You're not impressed with John Beck?
No.
Okay.
Go with Rex Grossman.
Why not? What's the deal on your boy John Beck?
Yeah, I just think Rex Grossman's a better fit. I mean, leads him.
How long has he been in the league?
Approaching 10 years, if not already 10.
Because I know I've heard his name.
Yeah, he led the Chicago Bears in, I want to say, 08 or 09 to the Super Bowl where Peyton handled
Speaking of Bears, this guy's got to redeem himself, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he will? Is he the guy? Is he what?
Jay Cutler?
Yeah. Is that what they think he is? Or,
well, Jay Cutler, man, he's already aloof.
Mm-hmm.
But in any event, man, hold that thought there. We got Jay Wags' mom, Sam, on the line here. So let's do that. Pipe him on in. Sam, how you doing?
Doing okay, I guess.
Oh, okay. So you calling in on behalf of Jay Wags?
Yeah, he's not here.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
kind of hard for him to make a phone call when he's at the library.
Oh, is it the library? Getting
what's
smart,
he, what's
huh?
he doing at the library?
Checking his email from that.
Oh, okay. Then, so did he get designate you as the person to make the picks for him this week?
No, but I can do, I guess I can do my, I can do them for me.
Oh,
you got your picks.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Hold on. I didn't know.
Well, let's get on to them picks.
Let's get Miss Wags.
Efren, you got your picks? Efren, pull your picks up there.
Okay, Efren.
Efren's online.
We are being joined.
No, he's on, he's listening.
Okay, well, we got, okay, so he's not going to actually speak.
He's not, no, he's going to write him down, right, Efren?
Well, we got it. All right, well, let's start with Miss Wags. Let's pay her the respect that she deserves, and you get to pick first. We're going to go Cardinals at the Seattle Seahawks.
Cardinals.
All right. I am actually going with the Cardinals as well.
I'm going with the penalty-riddled Cardinals myself.
All right.
And I'm going with the Cardinals as well.
All right.
Cardinals, I'm sure. Larry Fitzgerald and the Cardinals.
All right. We're going to pick them. Let's go with, we've already stated this, but I want Miss Wags to get her chance at it. How about the New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills? Both 2-0.
There should be no thinking here.
You got
hopefully
the Patriots?
Hopefully they'll put the one quarterback out there. I don't know. They probably won't because he's a backup. But
you going to go with the Patriots?
Yeah, they've got the one quarterback.
Brady.
Went to my all-time favorite school.
Oh, okay. In Michigan?
No. He was a piggy.
Oh, okay then. Well, I'm going to go with Patriots, Roland.
Patriots.
Okay, we got 3 minutes to close, so we got to speed it up. Jacksonville Jaguars at Carolina. I'm going with Carolina.
Panthers.
Go Panthers.
All right, come Cam
Panthers.
Newton gets his first one.
Yeah.
How about Miami Dolphins at the Cleveland Browns?
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
Go with the Browns.
I'm going with Dolphins. Denver Broncos at Tennessee Titans.
Tennessee.
Titans.
I got Titans.
Tennessee.
Titans it is. How about Jets versus Raiders at Raiders?
Ooh.
That's a tough one. Cause
I'm going to take the Jets.
I'm going with Oakland.
Oakland?
Wait a minute.
I'm going to take the Jets.
We're taking the
Raiders.
Jets.
You got the Raiders.
Hey,
okay.
Raiders, if they put McFadden out there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He'll be starting.
He'll be out there.
He'll be there. You don't have to worry about that.
That field, nobody can get him.
Well, we got Giants at the Eagles. Michael Vick is expected to play at Philadelphia. I'm going
DeSean
with the Eagles.
Jackson. And who are they playing?
Got to go with Philly.
Miss Wags, who you got?
Giants.
Okay, you got
Giants. Oh, the Giants.
Giants
oh,
Eagles.
Man. That's okay. I got to take the Eagles.
Detroit Lions in Minnesota. I'm going with the Lions.
Detroit.
They are on a roll, ain't they?
Yep.
Detroit.
Yeah, I'll take Detroit.
All right. How about 49ers at Cincinnati?
I'm going to take Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'll take them Tigers.
I'm taking the Bengal Tigers.
I'm going with the 49ers.
How about the Packers at Chicago? Pack.
Really?
I'm going
with
the
Packers. Hey, my Cheeseheads.
All right.
I'm going to go Pack.
Packers.
Redskins at Dallas. I'm doing it. I know it's Monday, but Redskins, Dallas.
Take Dallas.
Gotta go with the Cowgirls if they get the Felix out there.
Yeah, and Romo's back. Romo, his lung is healed.
How about Baltimore Ravens at the St. Louis Rams? Came off a tough loss. I gotta go with the Ravens.
Yep, Ravens.
Ravens.
San Diego Chargers at home versus the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going with the Chefs.
I'm gonna take the Chargers. Jeez.
Take the Chargers.
Oh, forgive me. I went with the Chargers. What
no,
was that?
You said the Chefs.
Chefs.
No. I'm going with the Chargers.
Chargers.
Atlanta Falcons at Tampa Bay.
Atlanta Falcons.
I'm going to take ATL.
Falcons.
I'm going with the Bucks at home. Pittsburgh at Indianapolis.
Pittsburgh.
I got Pittsburgh. And finally, folks, 30 seconds left in the show. Drum roll. Houston, Texas at New Orleans Saints.
Saints.
Hey, Miss Wags, thanks for joining us. You make sure you tell Jay that we missed him, and we'll see him next week.
Okay, hopefully.
All right,
okay.
Now.
Okay, y'all have a good weekend.
You
all right,
too.
Now. Bye-bye
okay,
now.
Bye-bye.
All right, Effie, we'll see how good you are. Your dad's going to share the picks with us. Hey, folks, thanks for joining us here at Planet Gridiron, VoiceAmericaSports.com. Come back next week. Enjoy. Be safe. Holla at us.
All right. See you later.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaSports.com.
The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.